Let's go back in time and celebrate the amazing history of the Calgary Flames. Today in Flames History starts now.
Today in Flames History, brought to you by Wild Rose Brewery, keeping quality beer and food in the hands and bellies of Albertans. Check out wildrosebrewery.com for delivery and takeout, or visit the patio in the Curry Barracks.
Welcome back to the program. Hour two of the big show is underway, kicking it off with the June 16th edition of This Date in Flames History. And let's take you back 31 years ago today. A rather historic and franchise-defining 1990 NHL draft, and, well, not for a good reason. Let's start with the Flames draft picks. They selected 12 players at the NHL draft in Vancouver, and this was famously the draft where Calgary opted to use their first-round pick on goaltender Trevor Kidd of the Brandon Wheat Kings at 11th overall instead of future Hall of Famer Martin Brodeur, who would go on to play with New Jersey, be selected by the Devils 9 picks later at number 20 overall. So there were two first-round goalies that year. Well, the Flames went with Kidd at 11. The Devils opted for the consolation prize of Brodeur at 20th overall. Of course, Brodeur would go on to be arguably the greatest goaltender of all time. Kidd would go on to play 178 games with the Flames. He went 72-66-26, 2.83 goals against, 898 save percentage. Like, Kidd had a decently long NHL career, Will, but they could have had Martin Brodeur, and that one still goes down as a sad date for a lot of Calgary Flames fans.
This is not Flames related at all, but you mentioned Brodeur. I'm not sure if you saw the slam dunk by the Devils on Twitter today, but it was essentially, you know, Martin Brodeur, give us your favorite memory, and somebody tweeted back with him in a Blues uniform, and the Devils told them to delete their account, which I thought was very funny. So
that was weird. That was one of the weirder ones.
Yeah.
Right up there with Modano in a Red Wings jersey, which I
and
still
Sundin
have
with the Canucks.
Yep, Sundin in the Canucks was a weird look as well. Calgary also selected forward Paul Cruz in the fourth round in 1990. 83rd overall, he was with Kamloops in the Western League. He played 246 games with
Cruz
the Flames.
Will forever be a great last name.
Absolutely a great last name. I believe he's still kicking around in Calgary. I've seen him out and about with some of the alumni, so I think Cruz is still in Calgary. And finally, a big trade at the 1990 draft for the Flames as well. They sent forward Joe Mullen, one of the heroes of the 89 Stanley Cup, just over a year removed. Joe Mullen sent to Pittsburgh in exchange for a second-round pick. Mullen was a key part of the 86 and 89 Cup runs. He'd go on to win two more Stanley Cups with Pittsburgh, have another 40-goal season with that Penguins team. Flames would use the second-round pick acquired to then select defenseman Nicolas Perreault. He would never suit up for an NHL game, so the Joe Mullen trade did not work out so well for the Flames on this date in 1990. Two other Flames trades today. The first ever trade in franchise history was made on this date in 1972. Will is going to love the names. After selecting forward Bill Hindle from the Minnesota North Stars in the expansion draft 10 days prior, the Flames would make their first ever player trade in franchise history, sending Hindle to the New York Rangers for forward Bill Hogaboam. Hindle would play 4 games with the Rangers. He would pass away at the age of 45. Hogaboam would play 2 games with the Flames before being traded to the Detroit Red Wings. So that, Will, was the first trade in franchise history. One of those sounds like a made-up name.
Well, I guess at least they made it somewhat memorable. How are you going to forget that name? I'm convinced it's a fake name, but right on. I can't wait to see where this goes. You mentioned I'm going to love this. I've already loved it.
That was it. Just because
I thought you had more for me, Pat. I got excited.
No, that
was good.
Bill Hogaboam, that's one of the great NHL names.
But what a great birthday we got coming up. How could I forget about him?
Flames also traded defenseman Rob Ramage to the Maple Leafs in exchange for a second-round pick on this date in 1989. That second-round pick would turn into Kent Mandeville. Ramage had just won a Stanley Cup with Calgary. Mandeville would never suit up for the Flames, but would have a decent NHL career. And a happy 44th birthday to Travis Brigley, born in Coronation, Alberta, on this date in 1977. He was a 96 second-round pick of the Flames. He'd only played 19 games with the Flames, however, recording 2 assists. So a bunch of trades, a tough first round selection in 1990. And happy birthday to Travis Brigley. This date in Flames history.
Today in Flames history, brought to you by Wild Rose Brewery, keeping quality beer and food in the hands and bellies of Albertans. Check out wildrosebrewery.com for delivery and takeout, or visit the patio in the Curry Barracks.